Good afternoon. This is Neil Nelson, retired director of bands at Sherryland. Looking forward to hearing your group today. I hope our comments help in your preparation for UIL. In a couple of weeks, I hope I hear some really good sounds today. I think that could come down more. I think when you get your tempos up a little more, those notes, the note length right now sounds a little bit short to me. More do, do, do. But when it, I think when you get the tempo up, it'll be all right. It's a little short right now. And then bump, bump. Make sure you match styles. Yeah. I hear all the balance. I hear good job with the low brass, more O syllable in the low brass. I would like to hear a little bit more of the other line, that the flute clarinet, the flute oboe line at 21. Do, 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 do. That part there. I think you've done a pretty good job. Again, I talked about that note length. To me, it's a little bit short. But again, I think if you get the tempos up, if you're going to leave the tempo there, we need to elongate those quarters just a little bit. Do, 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 do. But I think, I don't know where you are in tempo, but I think it'd probably be a little quicker. Okay, we need to do a better job on the pitch there as you go up the interval. And here, the mezzo forte. Mezzo forte, next one's forte. Okay, the long notes, pitch there. Okay, all the bump parts are overdone. Those need to come down. Yeah, that's priority three. I appreciate the aggressiveness in the low brass, but that da-da-dee, those are mezzo piano. They're just flat too big. Again, repeated notes don't need to be that big. Bring out the descending lines. The quarter note, repeated notes don't need to be that big. Mwah, daw, don't let that sound spread. Okay, as we play big, we still need to listen down. We need to hear that resonance in that chord. Ba, or da, I can't sing that low. D, and get those other voices out. It just sounds like we're having some intonation problems in the upper voice. Flutes, clarinets, and trumpets, we're not quite agreeing. Now, trumpets, your concert C, your fourth, line D is a bad note on trumpet. The fourth partial on a trumpet is always flat, and you've got to get that pitch up. Build your dynamic from the bottom to the top. I'm digging here in the low brass. I like to hear more O syllable, but that when we're playing D, 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 and it's just repetitive, 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 I would bring that down. So no one's having to muscle parts. You could shape those a little more. Do, 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 boom, 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 ba, da, bum, bum. So just shape it and then come back down. Again, I don't think it needs to be quite that big. I think it needs to have more tone. More tone. More tone. On tempo. I would bring this down just a little bit. They don't need to work that hard. I know it's forte, but everyone in the band's got it. Yeah, a lot more dynamic contrast throughout. Digga digga dia da, dia da da da. Make the digga digga dia da build. I just think you're letting the groove of the piece affect your overall balance. It just does not. It can still have that groove. I'd probably take that horn trumpet line down to mezzo forte, so that low brass line comes out. Go tuba. Oh, we can do better than that. More balance there, low brass. The sax really need to work on our sound there. I think you've got everything. Should be nice to work on some vibrato. To me, that's overdone. That's shrill. It's just too much. Trying to play too loud. Yeah. We've lost all semblance of a good balanced band sound there at those double F things. Still need to be able to hear all the voices. It gets real top heavy and strident. I like that low brass. Bum 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 bum. Where's the gliss? Again, the trumpet stuff's too big. And the flute line's getting lost. And it's because everybody else is playing too big. I need to be able to hear all the different timbres in. That flutter tongue thing just does not need to be that big. And it's still got to be balanced. There's parts in there. It just, right now, I hear no colors, no chords at all in those spots. Where are you crescendoing to? Digga-digga-da. Yeah, we need to establish the priorities. Where's the melody? Where's the counter melody? Where's the counter melody? Where are the rhythm figures? I just think it's overdone. I don't know how else to say it. You know, if I see a double F and I'm looking at XYZ chord, I still should hear all of those different chords within that ensemble. Even if there's a dissonance, I'm looking like towards the end. Well, let's just look at the last chord. I'm seeing C, G. I'm looking basically in an open fifth. And I should hear that open fifth and resonate and hear overtones in that open fifth. I'm not hearing that. So that's where you've got to start and hear that tone. You go back a bar where you're playing bop, bop. Let's see. I've got a G. I got a C. So I've got a G sharp or G against an F sharp. Okay, so that C to the G, there's that open fifth again. So we set up that open fifth, and then we lay the dissonance on top of it. And then as you go back up through, you're adding a D flat against that F sharp, and then you're adding a G, which is in the trombone part, and you're adding a D, and you're adding a low A flat. So every one of those sounds has to come out. Yeah, the sound's going to grind, but it still has to all be there. And I need to hear the different timbres as you're doing that. I think I think find a chord, and you could do it in use it as a part of your warm-up, and just start building it from the bottom. You know, use the tuba, euphonium, trombone line. Okay, here it is. And then we're going to add the first note maybe in the horns. And then we're going to add the third trumpet part, and then the second trumpet part, and then the first trumpet part. And then add, but I would say, okay, if you've got a concert F sharp, play. If you've got a concert G, play. If you've got a concert yada yada, play. So that way you can layer all these voices and hear all the different timbres within those voices. And then when you have that flutter tongue thing, same thing. There's a dissonance there, but there's a chord there. I'm sitting here looking at the score, and you can see the chord all the way up. You still have to hear all of those chords, and then the flutter. Yeah, the flutter's part of it. It's a color, but you still have to have, it's a, not a color, it's a, I'm coming, lack of words here. It's an effect. That's all it is. It's an effect, but you still have that same chord with that effect going to the next line or the next beat, not just, oh my God, it's in your face. And all the way through, I think the low brasses, one, and they're not doing a bad job with that. But when we come in, okay, it's piano, boom, 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 d, 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 and then it builds, but it builds slowly. But where you lost all the little digga digga da parts and the clarence and flutes are just being totally covered up by other voices. Dynamics are relative. Please go back and observe what I call priorities, melody, counter melody, and rhythms, and build everything that way musically, and then do the same thing with your balance and blend. I think you'll have a lot better product. Hope my comments help. Good luck.